When the second phase of the trial was finished, the judges retired to consider all the evidence. At the end of the month, the presiding judge read the verdicts to a crowded courtroom. Enrico Corella, guilty of arson, 7 years in jail. Massimiliano Marchetti, guilty of arson, 6 years in jail. All eight negligence defendants, not guilty. Arson had been the sole cause of the fire. Giovanni Seno was incensed. The verdict was written by the end of the first day in court, he told reporters. Corella, who had not been present at the reading of the verdict, gave a statement to the Gazzettino proclaiming his innocence. Marchetti said nothing. The two would remain free pending appeal. 2 months later, the judges filed the motivazioni, their explanation of how they reached their verdict. Their report contained a chilling revelation. Corella and Marchetti were not alone, the judges said. They were surrogates for others who remained in the shadows, people with financial interests of such magnitude that, by comparison, the sacrifice of a theater would have seemed a small thing. The judges had put the weight of their authority behind the notion that the arson had been paid for by persons unknown. For the judges, the Gazzettino reported, what had once been merely an investigative theory has now become a certainty. A presumptive spotlight fell on Renato Corella. But 3 months later, Renato Corella was dead of lung cancer. I called on Cassan at his office in the tribunal building to ask what effect this would have on the investigation. It's over, he said simply. Renato Corella was the focus of our investigation. We thought he might have been the link between the boys and the money. He had contacts with a number of companies outside Venice. We were investigating him and also looking into every contractor and subcontractor that was hired to work on the Fenice. But we were never able to come up with any concrete evidence, and now with his death, all trace has been lost. What about the boys? I asked. Have they shown any inclination to talk? On several occasions, they told us they would give us further information about him, but they changed their minds every time. And unfortunately, we have a huge number of cases that demand our attention. Until there is something new, like a statement from Corella or Marchetti, the case won't be reopened. We simply don't have the time to pursue it.